That is lovely. A tune off of the collection called American Fork. That's our guest today, Tim Easton. Welcome, Tim Easton, to Excursions.
Hey, Nikki, how's it going, everybody out there on a beautiful day in Yellow Springs and, well, Ohio?
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous and a perfect a day to give us a perfect evening wherein you'll be playing tonight at SRS Studios in Dayton, Ohio. Michael and Sandy Bashaw on the bill as well. That was the recorded version there. Who was singing those gorgeous dulcet backups there? So
oh,
nice.
Oh, those were some great singers down in Nashville, Tennessee, where I made that record. Some good friends of mine, Ariel Bowie and... Larissa Maestro and Emma Berkey.
Wow.
three songwriters. Like, you know, in Nashville, everybody's a songwriter. Those are three also individually great artists who all make their own records. And they gathered together and did that kind of a – I was looking for a kind of a Leonard Cohen big female vocal strength on there.
Lovely.
And they delivered it big time.
They did. Just absolutely gorgeous. We have a copy of your upcoming CD. Thank you for bringing us an advance copy. We'll hear some cuts from that. But you're going to play live for us as well. But first, you were born in Akron, Ohio.
I was born up on the Niagara River in upstate New York, but I grew up in Akron, Ohio. Yeah.
I see. Dayton has some claim on you. How did we get that?
Well, I did go to the Ohio State University, and also I think I've been to jail here.
That's the claim.
You know, Green County got me like 20 years ago. I was speeding, I admit. And they took me down to the Xenia jailhouse, and that was the last time I ever was had my freedom taken away. Thank you very much.
And
when I
crawl
over the state line, or when I crawl over the county line, I just check the speed real quick.
Just check. Just look down. Just be within parameters. Tim Easton, you were in the band the Haynes Boys for a long time. When I first started in radio, that was a big part of what we played.
Yeah, man. That band was that's a 20-year-old record now, and I still have it with me on the merch table, still proud of that band and still proud of the rock and roll that we made.
Well, we're proud to have any claim on you and proud that you're playing in town tonight at SRS Studios. That's on the corner of McLean and High in the St. Anne's Hill District. Jim Foreman, who is the proprietor of that fine, fine listening establishment, is with us. And we're going to get to him in just a minute. But I would love it, Tim, if you'd play us a tune.
You got it. I'm going to play a love song to the great Elmore James. I first heard his name on a Beatles album, like a lot of us. And I went down to the library and got this record, and then also heard some Sonny Terry and Brown and McGee along the way. So I wrote a love song to Elmore James in a Sonny Terry and Brown and McGee style. A lot of racket being made in the world today, and these drum machines all sound the same. I think you hear a song. Is it a song or is it just fun and games? Call me old fashioned or behind the times. The one who got the money maker shaking all night was Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Get a little sip of whiskey, put the lights down low, drop a clean needle on a stereo, grab her by the belt buckle, call out her name, give her a kiss, spin her around, soon she wanna go downtown to see Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. My broom, sweep the floor, the waitress just out the door, the boss man said, oh, she had to catch a midnight train. Some girls like to keep it clean, some girls like to get down and mean to Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Lot of racket being made in the world today, drum machines all sound the same. I think I hear a song. Nikki, is it a song or is it just fun and games? call me old-fashioned or behind the times, but the one who got the ass shaking every night was Elmo James. Elmo James. Elmo James. Elmo James. One for you day trippers.
Right on. Find that on American Fork. Tim Easton, our guest today. He's performing tonight live on stage at SRS Studios on the corner of McLean and High, right there in the St. Anne's Hill area, right close to Stivers. And that is the home and wonderful, warm, open listening place of one of my favorite people in Dayton, Jim Foreman. Jim, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me, Nikki. You know, it's just a lucky break that, you know, I want to do a house concert from time to time, and I have an 11,000 square foot house with a with a stage and seating for about 100, 150 people in it. So, yeah, you can skirt all kinds of zoning things when you actually live there.
I have had some of my favorite moments at your place.
I know. It's a good listening room, and you know, I posted earlier today, you know, that Tim used to play at Canal Street. Of course, Mike and Sandy have played Canal Street, I think, from day one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that we've lost Miss Mick recently, you know, I kind of look at the whole thing and go, well, our place is really a rehearsal stage for touring acts to come in, lock the doors, work on their stuff while their equipment's getting loaded into some arena, you know.
Sure.
But every once in a while, we like to open the doors to just friends, anybody that wants to come in and hear some good music. And we find a guy like Tim who wants to come in and do one at our stage. And, you know, so actually it turns into a kind of a nice thing. So maybe 3-4 times a year, the doors open up and the foremans have a party. Right now we got meatballs cooking back there.
We're gonna
feed people tonight. You know, we've got vegetable trays and all kinds of things. All you got to do is, you know, BYOB pretty much. You know, it's just our house. It's just a family having a party, really, if you kind of break it all down. But
there are donation levels.
We do have donation levels. So we have three donation levels I'd like to mention to you. If you are part of the 1%, we have a level for you that you deserve. You know, if you are, you know, from Puerto Rico and without electricity, or from Haiti and, you know, have been a little insulted lately, we have a much more reasonable level for you. And then we have a level for the rest of us. And they're posted there. We're going to try and pry a donation out of you. There's no question about that. But we're going to feed you. We're going to give you great music. You're going to be able to come in with your own beverages and just have a great time and not be bothered with, you know, somebody telling you got to have a drink minimum or you have to pay a certain price for this or that. We don't sell you anything. We just give you good music. We give you good food. And we hope you'll come in and make that seat worth being in.
Yeah.
You
know, so. Music starts at 8. Doors open a little bit before that.
Well, let's call it 8-ish.
Let's call it 8:30-ish,
really,
okay.
Because every time I say the show starts at 8, we're looking around going, we need 20 more people, and they'll be here in 10 minutes. So, but, probably more like 8:30, I would think. But, Mike and Sandy are going to take the stage, and of course, Tim's going to – Gonna end the night. It's gonna be a great show. It's gonna be a great show.
Tim and Sandy, one of the first guests I hosted on Excursions when I started way back in 2002, and so it'll be nice to see them there. And speaking of firsts, and Mick Montgomery, Tim Easton, the first person I ever heard utter your name, that came from the lips of Mick Montgomery, who just absolutely believed in you, admired you, appreciated you, and I know that the Canal Street was a staple in your touring.
Yeah, man, what a cool guy! And a big shout out and condolences to the music scene around here. That man was I first met him when I went to see Doc Watson play there in the 80s. So Mick Montgomery introduced me to my hero Doc Watson.
Oh man,
that's kind of a big deal.
And
I tell that story a lot on stage. Because of, you know, how interesting it was to meet Doc Watson at Canal Street Tavern, you know, in a rock and roll setting, you know, with those rock and roll backstages smelling and looking the way they do, you know, and Doc Watson being there and Mick, of course. And then, yeah, Mick was the kind of guy that I remember. I mean, I sent him my music on cassette with, you know, handwritten letters, you know, and asked him to play gigs and stuff. So, of course, my first gigs in Dayton were that's about right about the time when I'd be running sound for Guided by Voices at Bernie's Bagels in Columbus, Ohio. I worked at this place called Bernie's. So right, the 80s.
Yeah. I love that it was a cassette. Many times I was in that office with him and the things he had stacked up to listen to. And he always say, are you hip to these guys, man?
Yeah.
And then he'd hand me something, and it was always worth hearing.
That's a pretty good mic impression you got there.
that was real good. That's it, too.
Yeah, man.
Many a time.
Check this out, man.
Many a time. We're live in studio with Tim Easton. He's playing the show, a house show at a very large house this evening on the corner of McLean and High Street. That's just near Stivers there in the Sandhills Hill neighborhood of Dayton, Ohio. And should be a fab, fab performance. Tim, if you'd play us. Well, wait a minute. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say one thing. Just kind of a logistical thing here.
Yeah.
We are on High Street right off of East 5th in downtown Dayton. If you go to the Tim Easton Live at SRS event on Facebook, you'll see a map with two parking lots, and one of them is Liederkranz Turner, the other is Daybreak Center. Liederkranz is not available to us tonight,
okay.
Which a lot of times it isn't because they have their own events.
Sure.
They only give us their lot when they're empty. But if you turn onto High Street, just right into the Daybreak parking lot, and it's just about a half a block over to – you can't miss the place.
Hardly.
It looks like a fortress from, you know,
it's
maybe Game
gorgeous,
of Thrones.
It's a gorgeous red sandstone church.
Yeah,
it's absolutely gorgeous right on the corner there.
And I hate to say it, but I have to say it every time. Just go around the side and go through the green door.
Go around the side. We should put a big arrow, neon
there,
arrow.
There's an arrow on the front of it. Yeah, we always print an arrow for it. But
jump over the hot oil moat.
That's right. Careful with that dragon now.
With the gators. Tim Easton, live at SRS Studios tonight, live on Excursions right now.
Yeah, this is a tune that's on the new one. And that Elmore James, I re-recorded that for the new record as well because it's a solo acoustic kind of direct-to-lacquer thing. And, well, I am the president of the record company now, so I can do what I want.
Can I first ask you to explain to the listeners, if they don't know, what is straight-to-lacquer?
Oh, direct-to-lacquer is when you cut the songs right onto a portable lathe that's cutting it right into vinyl, like basically the way Robert Johnson or the Carter Family or Jimmy Rogers would have made records 90 years ago, or Lead Belly, you know, when those guys went around and recorded them, they had these portable lathes that they put a lacquer disc, a chunk of vinyl on there, and then the you sing in one microphone, and that signal gets cut right into the vinyl.
It's like the reverse of when you hear it out. You're forcing the vibrations into a cone, basically, and then when you play it back, you're extracting them, forcing back out of the cone of a speaker.
That's the way Elvis would have made his first records, like, you know, when you sing and those kind of booths, like Jack White has one of those booths in Nashville, but this is kind of a fancier version of that, a portable lathe where you know, just cut the signal to the song you're doing. So there's no take two or stopping the song halfway through. You play the song and this is the first song on the record, and it's a song that involves small towns in Ohio, which are part of my thing. This particular town is New Straitsville, and it mentions Circleville as well in this town, in this song. And there was a coal mining strike in New Straitsville way back when the coal miners gathered in a cave and unionized out there and drank a bunch of moonshine. This song has a little bit more of the moonshine than the unionizing, and it's called The Old New Straitsville Blues.
Again on Refugee Road with smoke coming out of the hood. And the man at the station says it might be broke down for good. The calm was high and so was I between the smoke and the shine and the pills. I put my thumb out on a Route 33 for ride through the Hawking Hills. And I get tired of these hard times paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down a southern town with the old new Straitsville blues. Circled back to Circleville to find me a girl or two. One of them wouldn't jump out of the fire and I knew what I had to do. Put my knee down on the frozen ground and I stole that girl from town. Nobody cares to see my face when I come back around. I get tired of these hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old new Straitsville, old new Straitsville blues. Miles behind me, how many more to go? Last night somebody offered the jug. I said, no son, I've had enough. I've had enough of these hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old new Straitsville blues. Yes, I've had enough of these hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old Straitsville, old new Straitsville blues.
That was nice.
Thank you.
You can find that on the new record. It's Tim Easton's Paco and the Melodic Polaroids. Paco had been speaking there. Tell us, who is Paco?
Paco is this Gibson guitar that I've now traveled with for 30 years.
And it's remarkable.
And the same guy that works on it is the same guy that works on Willie Nelson's Trigger guitar. And basically, I've had it all this time, and I've written a ton of tunes on it, and traveled around Europe. I was a street musician with it for like 7 or 8 years, and it's been held by the Greene County Police.
Oh!
It's been it's been through a lot, and now it's got a nice, you know, cult and flight case, so I can go around the world and let it do its thing. Basically, this album is a love letter. This new record is kind of a love letter to my guitar via a bunch of traveling songs that mention a lot of towns in Ohio, including Defiance and others. And basically, this guitar has been a dear friend, so I wanted to kind of sing something back to it, you know?
You can get your hands on a copy. It's released in April,
you know,
so maybe not.
It comes out in April, but you find me at the old Tim. You know, just plug in my name into the Google machine there,
yeah.
And you can figure out how to get a hold of me and get this record. You know, come out to the show tonight. I'll be playing in Columbus, and I'll be, you know, coming back up here for ComFest, and hopefully up here in the summer and fall for different festivals and stuff like that. So I'm always passing through the Buckeye.
Tim Easton's Paco and the Melodic Polaroids. And I have to say, it's probably a really good thing that you have the same guitar tech as Willie Nelson, because if we can remember Willie's guitar, that is just some splinters.
Yeah.
Held together by some strings and a solid back, I assume. You've got some – it's actually – I love to see wear on a guitar.
Yeah, he's got some bracing in his that I don't have yet. But yeah, he's basically – if you use a pick like Willie does, and I do like half the time, you will basically eventually cut a hole through the front of your guitar. And that's what's happening with mine on various spots here. I don't know where this wear and tear came from, other than I've tried to watch videos of, like, is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
I mean, I think part of it comes from rocking out really hard up here on the where the neck meets the body. But back here, I can't figure out what that is. Why back here by the bridge there's a big hole for me. It's the same spot. If you look at Willie Nelson's guitar, there's a massive gaping hole there. So there must be something to do with the pick.
That you're hitting just below
I don't see myself doing it. I don't feel like I'm doing it. I'm not purposely doing it. But yeah, that's what happens when you play guitar for 30 years.
My great grandpa used to carry around a worry stone. It's just like a smooth stone that he would get out. You know, they have fidget spinners now. It used to be you just get a smooth, like a river pebble.
Right.
And he'd done that so many years that it had a divot in it where he had slowly removed the molecules basically from the stone with his thumb. And when I see this beautiful wear pattern on your guitar, it's like, it's your own worry stone.
Yeah. It takes a worried man. You know?
What'd you say?
Could be Ambien, too.
Yeah.
That happens at night. You just don't know where those things come from. And all of a sudden, you're 50 pounds heavier and you've got a hole in your guitar. Like, wow.
Tim Easton, live on stage tonight. Michael and Sandy Bashaw opening the show. Doors are 8:30-ish.
Well, doors are going to open at 7 o'clock okay. so people can get in and get seated. And yeah.
Snacks.
You know, and we want you to eat. We have, we've got the room. If you've never been there, we have a very large room with a balcony and seating on two levels. And the kitchen's attached, so yeah. everybody's invited to come into the kitchen and just get some food. A lot of people are going to be bringing it. We'll give you fridge space if you don't have a cooler so you can keep your stuff cold. And, I've got a corgi there that's sitting in the front row right now because he knows what's going on. And he's waiting for those meatballs to drop, so he's got a plan. He just shuffles around the room and
Henry's got a plan.
Picks up the leftovers. But my wife and I and my dog invite you all out to see this wonderful show. I'm so glad you could make it, Tim.
Thanks for having us on the radio today.
Oh, and, you bet.
Everybody enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day. I mean, is there just a more beautiful day?
Could we have gotten any luckier?
Yellow Springs right now, as I drive into town, I'm like, why? I should live here for a little while. It just feels so good to me to be back cruising through here.
Good. Search Tim Easton Live at SRS Studios on Facebook. You can find all of these details, including where to park. And maybe we'll see you at the show. I'll be there. It'll be my pleasure. We're going to play one from the new one, Broken Hearted Man. You want to give us a little intro?
Yeah, this is a tune that I wrote walking around the hills. I kind of purloined the form of a song. My sister had this old album by a band called The Grateful Dead, and it was called Bear's Choice, and it had a song on there, which is this is what I thought The Grateful Dead was, is some guys singing acoustic guitars, singing songs, singing Everly Brothers songs or whatever. And there was a song called I've Been All Around This World. And over the years, I kind of like retuned it, tweaked that song, and then I wrote my own lyrics for it, and it's called Broken Hearted Man. Highest hill for to ease my mind. I walk away up high in the highest hill for to ease my troubled mind. Way up on the highest hill, I not see your low kind. I'm a broken hearted man. To the falling water and my feet got soaking wet. Cross through the falling water and my feet got soaking wet. I wandered and I wandered, but I ain't stopped walking yet. I'm a broken hearted man. Broken-hearted man has no one left to blame. Broken-hearted man hangs his head in shame, in shame. Darling heartbreaker, how do you sleep at night? Darling heartbreaker, how do you sleep at night? We all pick the poison that helps us to sleep tight, sleep tight. I'm a broken hearted man. A broken hearted man has no one left to blame. A broken hearted man hangs his head in shame. Broken hearted man still calls out your name, your name. I lost
lost your trail in the dark of the night, and it brought me to my knees. I lost your trail in the darkest night, and it brought me to my knees. I'm praying for your happiness so I can find some peace, some peace. I'm a broken-hearted man, a broken-hearted man has no one left to blame. A broken-hearted man hangs his head in shame. A broken-hearted man still calls out your name, your name. I walk away up high on the highest hill for to ease my mind.
Well, something from the new Chris Smither on 91.3 WYSO. Bring us to 20 minutes before 3 o'clock. It's Fresh Air at that time.
On the next Fresh Air.
Leave, and you must. You have squandered my trust.
Sam Baker has a new album. On the next Fresh Air, he describes the 1986 terrorist bombing that nearly killed him and led him to songwriting. Join us.
This afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, WYESO.
Big thanks to Tim Easton, playing tonight at SRS Studios in downtown Dayton. If you want to search that on Facebook, put Tim Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N-O-N on that. Tim Easton live at SRS Studios, and all the information comes up there. It's basically just off of 5th Street on High, real near Stivers there. And the show gets underway 8:30-ish. Doors are at 7. Food, whole nine yards. You can find all the details online. I'm Nikki Dakota. This is new from Dayton's own This Pine Box.